This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. The pilgrims of retail hit the beaches of America. Is so-called Black Friday a symptom of what's wrong with the U.S. economy or an economic indicator of an upswing on the way? On this Friday, November 25th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Attention shoppers, good Lord, and good morning, everyone. We're going to look back at the news of this holiday week with our not-out-shopping panelists. We're going to Mars with Neil deGrasse Tyson and a community alternative to Walmart. Can a town pitch in to build its own big-box store? We also have all the news from around the world. Here's what you're talking about this morning. Eric posts on our Facebook page, Black Friday says so much about what is wrong with America. Why must you glorify people standing in line in the middle of the night to overconsume? Skip Black Friday and shop local retailers during regular business hours and get some sleep. Doesn't seem like Eric is shopping today. We want to know what you're doing on this Black Friday. We're going to explore what kind of an economic indicator it actually is. Give us your Black Friday story or tell us how your Thanksgiving went at 877-8MYTAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. Beginning with the headlines now, and we go directly to Egypt. The BBC's Wira Davis joins us from Cairo. Wira, good morning.
Good morning to you.
And tell me what's going on this morning. We've seen this standoff and sort of political back and forth between the people in Tahrir Square and the government, as such as it is in Cairo, taking place all week long. Where do we stand on this Friday?
Well, physically, as I look down on Tahrir Square, Friday prayers have just finished, and there are 30,000-40,000 people in the square. That crowd will grow throughout the day. But the key indicator, I think, for everybody in Egypt is whether this demonstration, which is, of course, is calling for a swifter handover to civilian rule, whether that demonstration turns violent or stays overwhelmingly peaceful. I think if it remains peaceful, people will go away. They will hopefully vote in the parliamentary elections on Monday, and Egypt can get through this rather rocky path. If the demonstrations turn violent and there are greater pressures on the military to hand over power to a civilian administration, then I think we could be in for a very difficult few days. So it really does depend what happens to this big crowd in the square throughout the day.
Talking with the BBC's Wira Davis in Cairo, Wira, are we seeing a third way possibly? Is there any way that the authorities in Cairo can negotiate with some group in the square, or is it simply a matter of does it become violent or does it stay peaceful? Is there any sense of leadership in the advance of these elections?
Well, look, the third way is I think, having traveled around Egypt now for the last couple of days, is the overwhelmingly popular way, is for these protests to end and for the electoral process to begin. When you look outside Cairo, beyond the square, and when you go to towns like Alexandria and you look beyond the isolated pockets of violence there, people are trying to get back on with their lives normally. They're trying to get their businesses up and running. And most people you speak to, although they're all in favour of a military relinquishing power, they certainly don't want the violence to continue. So the hope is that a new transitional government will come in under the overall control of a military council. But then the elections will happen, albeit a very complicated election process. And that perhaps, you know, by the time next summer comes round and we have presidential elections, this country will be then in a fit state to begin its true democratic civilian path. But
Certainly.
It will be a tricky path because Egypt is beset with many problems.
And a hopeful path there between now and next summer. Wira Davis, the Middle East correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Tahrir Square. Investigators are trying to figure out what caused a small plane crash earlier this week in Arizona. Authorities say there's no indication the twin-engine plane was in distress when it slammed into the Mile High Mountains east of Phoenix. In Thanksgiving football action yesterday, the Baltimore Ravens shut down the 49ers. Green Bay managed to stay undefeated with a big win over Detroit, and the Dallas Cowboys get by the Miami Dolphins 20-19. Asian markets down, European indices mixed. Futures are down as Wall Street begins a shortened trading session. The Dow gets underway at 11,257. Coming up this hour, a timeless question from the scientist of glam rock.
Is there life on Mars?
Who said planetary science isn't popular? Bruno Mars, get it? Hey, we've got a much bigger star than Bowie or Bruno. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson will join us to talk about NASA's real launch of the Mars Science Laboratory. First, Black Friday and economic indicators in the U.S. Stay with us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.